FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
Get your shot at $1,000. Four times a day. 4K a day on WMAL. A Cumulus station. News. Now,
WMAL News at 7. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. The news is brought to you by longroofing.com. Breaking news this morning in Loudoun County. A portion of Business Route 7 in Hamilton, west of Leesburg, is closed this morning after a car hit a gasoline tanker truck. About 16,000 gallons of fuel spilled out in the crash. Hazmat crews are now trying to contain that spill. The driver of the car was taken to the hospital. Three men were shot in a home on 8th Street Northwest in D.C. overnight. Two were dead at the scene. The third is now in the hospital. Police say the shooter apparently got away in a black BMW. Accusations against Harvey Weinstein are growing, and so is the criticism from some high-profile friends.
Gwyneth Paltrow, Angelina Jolie, and Ashley Judd. They're among the actresses making allegations in the New York Times and elsewhere against film titan Harvey Weinstein. Attorney Gloria Allred.
Many of these women feared the power Mr. Weinstein had and were concerned that if they took legal action or spoke out, that he could ruin their careers.
Weinstein has denied rape allegations. Former President Obama and former Democratic nominee Hillary Clinton are among those now blasting Weinstein, a major political donor, for his alleged actions. I'm John Lawrence reporting.
Virginia Governor Terry McAuliffe plans to give away some $57,000 in campaign contributions he got in 2013 from Harvey Weinstein. A spokesman says the governor will donate an equivalent amount to a Virginia organization that fights sexual assault. Wildfires burned for a third straight night in Northern California.
This is nowhere near over. It is still very dangerous.
Sheriff Robert Giordano raised the death toll in Sonoma County to 11 late last night. That brings the total number of dead from the fires to at least 17. Officials are still trying to move people away from the flames.
This is a very active fire. Multiple agencies in this county are still doing evacuations.
I'm Dave Alpert in Los Angeles.
Metro is pondering what it can do to stop the hemorrhaging ridership as another tough budget cycle begins.
In documents released ahead of tomorrow's board of directors meeting, one graph sticks out, the line showing a steady increase in ridership from 1976 till about 2015, where the steep decline is obvious.
Hopefully we'll see increased reliability and an increase of ridership that follows that.
But it's not that easy, says Paul Lewis at the Eno Center for Transportation. Teleworking is a hurdle, as is Uber and Lyft, and maybe the biggest one, service levels.
Their costs will inevitably increase faster than inflation, and their budgets are pretty fixed.
Metro is also quick to point out transit ridership is down across the country. Steve Burns on WMAL and WMAL.com.
A karate instructor from Gaithersburg has been arrested and charged with inappropriately touching a teenager.
Montgomery County Police say Frank Yule Pugarita is accused of inappropriately touching a 15-year-old student while working as an instructor at the Pugarita Karate Studio. He's been charged with sex abuse of a minor and a fourth-degree sex offense and is currently being held without bond. Police believe there could be additional victims and are urging parents to talk with their kids. You can see a photo of Pugarita on our website and Facebook page. Maria Leaf on WMAL and WMAL.com.
Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 22,831, the Nasdaq at 65,87. Sports, Nationals, Cubs Game 4 rained out yesterday. They'll try again this afternoon in Chicago. Yankees, Indians, decisive Game 5 is tonight. NHL, the Caps host the Penguins tonight. NBA preseason, the Wizards are in Miami. WMAL News Time 7:04. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
You could grab $1,000 four times a day. Easy. It's 4K a day on WMAL. Your shot at big money every weekday. Details at WMAL.com and listen here. 4K a day on WMAL.
The harsh rain and wind ahead will be very tough on your roof. Prepare for the season by showing your roof you give a shingle. Call Long Roofing. That's Long, L-O-N-G. The name that's been trusted by families across the Mid-Atlantic region for over 70 years. I'm Vince Colonnaise, and right now you can save $1,074 on roof replacement from my friends at Long Roofing. Call them today for a free estimate on your roof. 800-481-LONG. 800-481-L-O-N-G. Or head to longroofing.com.
Hey, federal contractors, don't miss the upcoming chance to meet with top acquisition officials and stability industry leaders all in one place. My name is Howie Lind, and I'm the president of the International Stability Operations Association. Get the most up-to-date information on government contracting and efforts to bring stability around the world at our annual summit on October 18th and 19th at the Grand Hyatt here in Washington. Seats are limited, so register now at stability-operations.org.
Hi, my name is Bill Ridenour, president of John Marshall Bank. We're a local community bank with the right mix of banking solutions for your business. When it comes to your business, we have the answers. Visit johnmarshallbank.com.
7:05 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Virginia Greenway and onto the toll road. Looking good this morning, but getting to the toll road. If you're on 28 coming out of Sterling, we now have troubles with the crash. Southbound 28 before the toll road, so watch for police crews at the scene there. On 66, of course, we have the volume through Manassas, Centerville, Fair Oaks now toward Nutley Street. Inner loop of the Beltway starts to build the volume in through Annandale and then north of the toll road toward the Legion Bridge. 395 now with lanes open. Broken down at King Street now out of there. New York Avenue as you come in off of 50 in the BW Parkway. Watch for signal light delays. Heading up toward the light of Bladensburg Road. Had a report of a fender bender right before the light. And then beyond, as you head past Florida Avenue, the stalled car has been towed away. Top side of the Maryland Beltway, College Park to Silver Spring, and then hang on from Old Georgetown Road to get you past River Road and delays. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
A few showers around, maybe even a thunderstorm here in the district, 75. Go through tonight, 65. The average low this time of year, 52. Still a chance of showers, maybe a thunderstorm. Thursday, cloudy, slight chance of a shower, 66. Friday, cloudy, upper 60s. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 73 in Woodbridge, 71 in Kensington, 74 in Washington. Traffic and weather are sponsored by John Marshall Bank. The U.S. fails to qualify for World Cup soccer for the first time in 32 years. Find out more at WMAL.com. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington mornings on the Mall. 105.9 FM. And AM 630.
WMAL. Hey, good morning. Coming up on Mornings on the Mall. At 7:35 this morning, we'll talk to Virginia Delegate Tim Hugo about Virginia returning to a paper ballot system this year. And then 8:05, Lee Smith of the Weekly Standard to break down the confluence of journalism, Hollywood, and Harvey Weinstein. And then at 8:35, more talk of journalism as we're welcoming James O'Keefe to the program this morning. All ahead on Mornings on the Mall. I'm Vince Colonnais alongside Mary Walter.
Good morning. Joining us right now is Newt Gingrich, former Speaker of the House and author of a new book, Vengeance. Mr. Speaker, good morning. Welcome to Mornings on the Mall. Glad to have you back.
It's always great to be with you.
Now, you have a new book out, and your wife, the Ambassador, also has a new book out called Remember the Ladies. You will be at the Barnes & Nobles in Tyson's Corner tonight at 7 o'clock with a book signing. Could you just briefly tell us what the book is about?
Sure. And let me say, Calista is not allowed to come because she's now, of course, working for the American people. But she will have copies of Remember the Ladies, which is for Ellis the Elephant, for 48-year-olds. Vengeance, I think, fits right in with today's headlines. Vengeance is a novel in which terrorists get two super tankers full of oil, swap it to the North Koreans for nuclear material. Not a nuclear weapon, but nuclear material. In order to build dirty bombs to try to set them off in American cities. And instead of missiles and all the things we focus on, their delivery system is just ships. And the story is Brooke Grant, who's been our heroine in two earlier books. Brooke Grant is a Marine Corps major, and she's assigned and ends up working with a woman from Mossad, the Israeli Secret Service, and a guy from Saudi Arabia, because they have no idea where the terrorists are going to set these weapons off. And it's a very compelling story, but it also says some key things for Americans to think deeply about. One, that your enemy has choices, and just because you focus on missiles and anti-missile systems doesn't mean they can't find other delivery systems. And two, you can't think of the world in a series of verticals like the U.S., North Korea, the U.S., Iran. You've got to think about networks of enemies and how the networks might work together in ways that you're really not prepared for.
Well, let's talk about North Korea. Jimmy Carter has volunteered to go to North Korea to try to finish the job that he started back in 1994. What do you think about that?
Well, I think Jimmy Carter is the personification of a worldview that believes talking with dictators while they develop weapons is good, because at least you're talking with them while they develop weapons. But we've seen President Clinton, President Bush, President Obama all talked with the North Koreans, and the North Koreans were quite happy to talk with us as long as they kept building weapons. And I think this is the frustration that President Trump faces. After 30 years, or I'm sorry, 23 years, go back to 1984, and we warned about this. Bob Livingston, who was chairman of the Appropriations Committee at the time, made an all-out effort to get Clinton to understand that we were following a strategy that was going to be devastating because the North Koreans were simply going to cheat, which they did. I think Carter represents the kind of liberalism that has learned nothing, is capable of learning nothing, and lives in a fantasy land. I mean, I'd like to know from him, since the policies he advocates have failed consistently for 23 years, what would he do differently this time? I wouldn't automatically reject him. You know, he is a smart guy. He was a nuclear engineer in the Navy. But his policies towards the Soviet Union, towards Iran, and towards North Korea were all failures. I think it's kind of ironic that he's now popping up to say hi. You know, the thing I started 23 years ago that has failed totally, I'd like to go back and try it again.
I want to talk about more some conversations and who's having them. I know you've been talking a little bit about this relationship between Senator Bob Corker and the President of the United States. Do you have any sense? You've written a book called Understanding Trump. Is this a relationship that can be repaired, and does it need to be?
No, of course it can be. Look, these guys are both adults. They're both deeply committed to helping America. They both understand that the challenges we're facing are much, much bigger than Trump himself or Corker himself. And my hope would be that they'd get off this kind of, sending things back and forth, and they would come back and they would say, let's get together for lunch. Let's figure out, the number one thing Republicans have to do this year is pass a large tax cut by Thanksgiving. And Bob Corker plays a key role in that. They cannot afford to lose Corker and think they're still going to get a tax bill. And I would just say that I wish the president, if he has a grievance, pick up the phone and call the guy. Don't broadcast it nationally. And I would urge, people who have a grievance with the president, if they're senators or House members or governors, pick up the phone and call him. I mean, this idea that we're going to, have almost seventh grade, nattering back and forth, I think is very harmful and makes it much harder to govern the country.
But what about the theory that this is all just by design and it keeps people looking at the wrong thing? They're looking over here while President Trump is doing things over there.
I think there's some truth to that, although I think it's truer, say, of the NFL story where the president has clearly won a substantial victory. And then Roger Goodell's statement was a clear sign of surrender from the position they would have had 2 or 3 weeks ago. And that's because the president was allied with the vast majority of Americans who believe you should honor the flag and respect the flag and the national anthem. That, you could argue, frankly, had he spent as much time on the tax cut as he spent on that, I think we'd be further ahead. But you can argue that was a significant cultural fight. It fit his majority and the people that elected him to be president and was a legitimate argument with the left about whether or not you need to respect American institutions and American history. But I think one of the reasons they've had a hard time getting legislation through is, Reagan really understood how to focus. And when they had the tax cuts in 1981, his chief of staff, Jim Baker, issued instructions to the cabinet that for 5 months they would make no speech that didn't relate to the tax cut. And so the entire team, from the president on down, educated the country about the tax cut. And I am very worried that at the pace we're going right now, that they're not going to get a tax cut done by Thanksgiving. And I think that frankly, is a disaster for the Republican Party.
I want to ask you about your wife, because we mentioned at the top, this is great. She's the newly confirmed ambassador to the Vatican. Will you be spending some time with her and visiting with Pope Francis? Have you met him before? And will you take the opportunity now that you have such close access?
Well, we have met the Pope. In fact, she sang for 21 years at the Basilica and actually has sung for three different popes. We made a movie about Pope John Paul II called 9 Days That Changed the World. She's not quite confirmed yet. She won the cloture vote last week by a really healthy 75-20 margin. And they will vote for her next Monday, and every indication we have from Leader McConnell is that she'll be confirmed pretty handily. She will then be confirmed Then it takes about 3 weeks to get all the paperwork in order, and then she goes to Rome, and then it'll probably take another month for the Pope to receive her. Just this is all diplomatic stuff. So she technically doesn't become an ambassador as such until the Pope receives her. It's very, very much a great tradition of how diplomacy is handled. I will be the spouse. I actually took a 4-day spouse course at the State Department. She took a 4-week course in being the ambassador, and I'm looking forward to it very much. And we worked out an arrangement that I will spend 2/3 of my time in Rome and 1/3 of my time in Washington. I'll come back at least twice a month to work in public policy. And Fox has agreed to have a studio in Rome, so I'll remain very active. But I'll be very active as the spouse. And I'm really looking forward to it. First of all, if you say to somebody, "Hi, would you like to live in Rome for a couple of years?" How do you say no?
Yeah, under any circumstances. if you want to pick his brain a little bit more about what it's going to be like to live in Rome, you can meet him tonight, Wednesday, tonight at 7 p.m. at Barnes & Noble in Tyson's Corner. He'll be doing a book signing there. Speaker Gingrich, thanks so much for stopping by Mornings on the Mall.
Good talking to you.
It's now 7:15. It's time to check those roadways. WMAL traffic and weather is every 10 minutes. First on the fives, and Jamie Witten is in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, 66. We're busy. We had the earlier crash, 66 East, near Fair Lakes, Fair Oaks, Route 50. And I was looking at the cameras, making sure everything's gone. But now I'm looking for the crash up Manassas as you head eastbound 66 at Business 234. Looks like we have a couple lanes blocked with the crash there. So hang tight here as you come out of Gainesville through that stretch. Also, reminder, in case you missed it, Loudoun County police crews in Hamilton, Virginia, still working this tractor-trailer incident with the fuel spill, closing Business 7 between 704, which is Hamilton Station Road, toward Route 9, Charlestown Pike. Now, that is closed for an indefinite period of time for this cleanup, so stick with the Route 7 and avoid Business 7. 395 off the Beltway to Landmark, slow. All lanes reopened at King Street to the Wilson Bridge. You're backing almost near Route 5, so well before St. Barnabas Road with that stop and go. And then once on the 295, slows up toward the Naval Research Lab, but I don't have anything reported there. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
All right, today cloudy with occasional showers, even some thunder here and there, high near 75. Tonight, rain early. It's going to stay cloudy. We'll still have showers overnight. Again, thunder possible with a low around 65. Tomorrow, cloudy. Slight chance of a rain shower. High is 66 currently in our nation's capital, 74 degrees at 717 on WMAL.
All right, so, you know, we're tracking all this Harvey Weinstein stuff, and I want to start with something that that I've been hearing over the past couple days, and now TMZ has a story on this subject. The belief that Harvey Weinstein's brother, Bob, may have been responsible for all of this. That the reason we know so much now about Harvey Weinstein all of a sudden is that Bob Weinstein may have been making a move on him and as a part of this and to basically get him to collapse as a part of a takeover of the company, it seems. So this is wild. Bob Weinstein, apparently, the belief is, this is TMZ sources, I say that 7 months ago, Bob had basically obtained Harvey's entire personnel file, which detailed a number of these settlement claims, and then Bob leaked the file to the New York Times. That's what the sources are claiming.
Let me ask a quick question. If you own the company, and it's the Weinstein Company, and you own it, why would you have those settlements in your personnel file?
I'm not sure how that works. I don't have enough settlements to know.
You could talk to Hillary about that bleach bit thing.
I'm not even quite sure where I find my personnel file, but the Weinsteins kept track of it. Yeah, this is like the old permanent record in high school. This is going in your permanent record. Oh, no. Where do you keep those? Exactly. Meanwhile, Bob Weinstein is denying all this, saying that this is a fake story now being slung to deflect from his own misdeeds. But this is interesting. Listen to the quotes that Bob Weinstein is giving TMZ. Quote, "My brother Harvey is obviously a very sick man. I've urged him to seek immediate professional help because he is in dire need of it. His remorse and apologies to the victims of his abuse are hollow. He said he would go away for help and has yet to do so. He has proven himself to be a world-class liar. And now, rather than seeking help, he is looking to blame others. His assertion is categorically untrue from A to Z. I pray he gets the help that he needs. And I believe that it is him behind all of these stories to distract from his own failure to get help."
Wow. So they're not doing Thanksgiving together this
no,
year?
No. There is sheer chaos going on in the Weinstein family.
Here's the thing. If your brother does something like this, and if this is true, when we don't know, if this is true, and he goes through this to get your personnel file, goes through leaking them to the New York Times, although he could have just called James Comey and find out who his connection is, leak it to the New York Times, go through all this, something happened in the past. Something happened somewhere along the line, and Bob has quietly been sitting around waiting for his time to strike. I guarantee Harvey has screwed Bob over.
This is Game of Thrones stuff here in Hollywood. And additionally, now we find out that that Harvey Weinstein's wife has announced that she is leaving him. So that's happening. Georgina Chapman has told People Magazine in a statement that she was separating from Weinstein, with whom she shares two young children. Quote, "My heart breaks for all the women who have suffered tremendous pain because of these unforgivable actions. I've chosen to leave my husband. Caring for my young children is my first priority, and I ask the media for privacy at this time." Well, it's not impossible for her to separate from him because he's headed off to Europe. He's flying to Europe, apparently, again, last night, this is according to TMZ now, for sex addiction rehab.
Because there's no sex addiction rehab in the U.S. Why did he have to go to Europe? I don't know.
Is sex addiction a real thing? Come on.
Well, it is if you're famous and you want to go on the Mea Culpa tour and get some kind of resemblance of your life back. That's what you have to do. When he's done with sex addiction therapy, if he comes back to the U.S., he'll be on Oprah, because that's where you have to go. You have to confess to Oprah and cry and win everybody's sympathy, and then he's back.
Meanwhile, Harvey Weinstein, who's basically lost all of Hollywood, as now every A-lister we know is coming out and saying, "Oh, I knew for years, and he's a jerk, and that shouldn't happen." Well, Lindsay Lohan is defending him from apparently Dubai.
Lindsay Lohan, I'm in Dubai. I'm home. I feel very bad for Harvey Weinstein right now. I don't think it's right what's going on. I think Georgina needs to take a stand and be there for her husband. And he's never harmed me or done anything wrong to me. We've done several movies together. And so I think everyone needs to stop. I think it's wrong. So stand up.
There's that accent, by the way. Whatever that accent is that Lindsay Lohan deploys.
Yeah, I think she tried to pull a Madonna. Remember Madonna became British for a while?
Well, Lindsay's in Dubai for some reason. 722 on WMAL.
Hi, this is Mike Canetta, ProStatus Financial Advisors Group and the Savvy Investor Radio Show. Proud to join you in the WMAL family Sunday mornings at 6 a.m. Strategies to help you grow, keep, and distribute your wealth in the most tax-efficient manner possible. Sunday mornings at 6 a.m. here on WMAL.
So earlier this year, I was looking for a new dentist, and Larry O'Connor told me that I had to meet Dr. Deb and Dr. Rob at Bethesda Sedation Dentistry, and that was a great piece of advice. After visiting their office, I cannot say enough wonderful things about them. I'm not a fan of dentistry. I have my issues with it. But after getting to know them, I felt so comfortable that I told them about what makes me nervous when I go to the dentist, and I thought it was kind of dumb. And they said, no, perfectly normal. I didn't feel judged at all. That's who they are. They're compassionate. They get it. They want to work with you. There's no rush. They go at your speed. If you don't want them to do something, they won't. You are in total control. Get this. You'll get follow-up calls after procedures. You'll get emails, and they even give you their cell number. You can call them at any time. And here's another reason. If you need another reason, right now, Bethesda Sedation Dentistry will donate $100 for hurricane relief for every new patient visit now through October. So call Bethesda Sedation Dentistry. It's the first step for your dental health to improve and to take care of any kind of nagging tooth pain or just have a great, beautiful smile. And it also helps support hurricane relief. Call Rocky now at 301-530-2434. 301-530-2434 or visit BethesdaSedationDentistry.com.
People all across the country are making thousands and thousands a month flipping houses. Why not you? Hi, I'm Dean Kane, actor, director, and real estate investor, and I have to tell you about this amazing opportunity you just can't afford to miss. The National Real Estate Network is offering a free CD called The Network Formula, where you can see for yourself the house flipping system that has taken the nation by storm. Who would have thought creating a network of thousands of investors working together to find, fund, and flip properties for profit was so simple? Plus, learn how to get their new, groundbreaking, tax-lien investment kit for free that'll show you how to earn government-secured returns up to 18% annually and how to buy highly discounted tax-delinquent properties. So, if you're ready to start making money flipping houses, call now to get your free CD.
Call 1-800-436-2918 now to get your free CD. Call 800-436-2918 now, and you'll also get free tickets to a live training with a free meal, an MP3 player, and flash drive loaded with vital information, plus a government auction list of properties for sale nationwide. Call 800-436-2918 now.
Okay, first, we were giving you a great discount on fences, decks, and pavers. And to be honest, those were some pretty sweet deals. But why stop there? Our prices have gone from low to lower to lowest. Long Fence is now offering the lowest prices of the year on fences, decks, and pavers, but only for a limited time. So go to longfence.com today for a free estimate.
Everything we do makes a difference.
725, now WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, Jamie Witten is in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center. Good morning,
Jamie. All right, We've been a bit busy here on 66. First crash near Fair Lakes, Fair Oaks has been cleared. Now Manassas eastbound after business 234 for the crash. Moved to the shoulder, but still a lot of activity. Broken down on Interstate 95, VA, as you come up toward 123. They were trying to move that to the shoulder, so patience as they try to rearrange some of this activity here. Northbound, again, as you approach 123 in the Woodbridge area. In Loudoun County, Hamilton, Virginia, they have a tractor-trailer accident leaking fuel. So until further notice, avoid business Route 7. That's closed between 704 Hamilton Station Road and Route 9. Stick with Route 7, and again, avoid business 7. All right, getting into town, New York Avenue. We had the broken down near Florida Avenue, but that has now been cleared. Update is sponsored by 24/7 Diabetic Health Hotline. Attention diabetics, now you can get your testing supplies delivered to your home. Free delivery and a free meter. Call 24/7 Diabetic Health Hotline, 800-808-5181. That's 800-808-5181. And now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
The summertime warmth gets pecked away at a little bit as we head through this hump day. Clouds in, some showers around, maybe even a few thunderstorms. Steadier batch of rain to our south. Today's high 75 after a high of 86 yesterday. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in our nation's capital, 74 degrees at 726 on WMAL.
Okay, remember, there was reports that Rex Tillerson, the Secretary of State, referred to the president privately as a moron. Here's how Rex Tillerson responded to that originally. Listen.
Did you address the main headline of this story that you called the president a moron? And if not, where do you think these reports are?
I'm not going to deal with petty stuff like that. I mean, this is what I don't understand about Washington. Again, I'm not from this place. But the places I come from, we don't deal with that kind of petty nonsense. And it is intended to do nothing but divide people. And I'm just not going to be part of this effort to divide this administration.
So, meanwhile, you've got the president of the United States responding to all of this in an interview with Forbes yesterday. Comes out, and here's the quote. I think it's fake news, but if he did that, I guess we'll have to compare IQ tests. And I can tell you who's going to win. So the president saying, okay, maybe we should have an IQ test to assess all of this. But then later in the day, he was asked, as he sat next to Henry Kissinger by some reporters, did he undercut Rex Tillerson by saying all of this?
Did you undercut the Secretary of State today with the IQ comment?
No, I didn't undercut anybody. I don't believe in undercutting people. Thank you very much, everybody.
Do you still have confidence in Secretary Tillerson, sir?
Yes.
He still has confidence. Sarah Sanders saying he made a joke, nothing more than that, about these IQ tests. It'd be fun to see, though. 728 on WMAL.
This is Parkinson's disease.
Hello.
When it comes to doing the things you want, Parkinson's can be a real challenge. Now meet Stuart.
Hi there.
He was diagnosed with Parkinson's a few years ago. For Stuart and his carer, slowness and stiffness are often a part of their day. That means Parkinson's does its best to get in their way.
That's right.
Let's see. What's on our to-do list today? We need to pick up the...
Nope.
Well, we should at least start the...
No.
Can we get going on that?
No, siree.
Parkinson's is a progressive condition, and as it progresses, the changes you face can be trying.
What about...
Out of the question.
At least we
can... No way.
Go to factsonpd.com to learn more about Parkinson's and the challenges you may be dealing with. You can also sign up to receive more information and an educational resource kit at no cost. Talk to your doctor about all your symptoms. At factsonpd.com, you can take a short quiz designed to prepare you for your next doctor visit.
What is your Parkinson's getting in the way of today?
Go to factsonpd.com to learn more. Brought to you by AbbVie.
This is Charles Osgood. Since auto owners insurance began in 1916, the world has entered the information age of computers, email, and smartphones. While technology continues to advance, we believe people help people best. That's why you'll only find auto owners insurance from your local independent agent, a real person who protects your life, family, and business. Auto owners insurance, 100 years of putting people first.
In Fredericksburg, visit bankersinsurance.net.
Coming up on WMAL, we'll be joined by Virginia Delegate Tim Hugo. It seems like everything old is new again, at least in Virginia, with a change to how you can vote now at the polls in Virginia. We'll tell you what old is back. It's all back again. It is now 7:30. WMAL News is next.
WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
Hear every Redskins game on 105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL, a Cumulus station. News now.
WMAL News at 7:30. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. The news is sponsored by LeafGuard. A stretch of Business Route 7 in Hamilton, west of Leesburg in Loudoun County, remains closed at this hour as hazmat crews work to clean up a big fuel spill. Overnight, a car hit a gasoline tanker truck, resulting in that spill of some 16,000 gallons of fuel. D.C. police say three men were shot, two of them fatally, in a home in northwest Washington overnight. It happened around midnight at the home on 8th Street Northwest in the busy Georgia Avenue corridor. Out-of-control wildfires continue to devastate California. The state's famed wine country has been hit hard. At least 17 people have been killed. More than 100 people have been reported missing in just one county.
More than 90,000 customers are without power in California, the majority of those in the northern part of the state. One thing working for firefighters, the wind. The 50-mile-per-hour gusts that helped drive the fires across California's wine country are finally dying down. Further south, in Orange County, the Canyon Fire near Disneyland has burned more than 7,500 acres and destroyed more than a dozen buildings. The White House has approved a disaster declaration for California to assist in the response.
Correspondent Omar Jimenez. Metro leaders are trying to figure out how to reverse a downward spiral in ridership. Discouraging new reports being presented to the Metro Board tomorrow. Paul Lewis with the Eno Center for Transportation says Metro's task won't be easy.
Part of it is trying to find the right balance between service cuts, if they have to make them, and maximizing ridership.
Metro says Uber, teleworking, and gas prices and growth around metro stations are all factors in the falling ridership numbers. Checking your money, the Dow opened today at 22,831, the NASDAQ at 65,87. Sports sponsored by LifeLock. The Nationals and Cubs will try again this afternoon to play Game 4 of the National League Division Series after yesterday's rainout. ALDS, it's Yankees-Indians Game 5 tonight. NHL, the Caps host the Penguins. NBA preseason, the Wizards are in Miami. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMA.
Equifax recently announced a breach of 143 million identities, and you need to take steps to get protection. Be among the millions who trust their identity theft protection to LifeLock. Go to LifeLock.com. Use promo code RISK for 10% off.
You've heard the saying that the only two sure things in life are death and taxes. Well, I'm going to add a third thing to that list. Autumn leaves will clog your gutters. Unclogging those gutters is really messy and really dangerous. Hey, it's Chris Plant here for the LeafGuard gutter system. It's the only one-piece covered gutter system on the market today. It's perfectly engineered to let water in and keep leaves and debris out. Best of all, LeafGuard comes with a lifetime no-clog warranty. If they ever do clog, LeafGuard will unclog them for free. I've seen firsthand how LeafGuard works, and it's an amazing product. Right now, get 80% off labor and a $100 Visa gift card with your whole home gutter system purchase. Set up your in-home estimate today, and they'll also throw in a $50 restaurant.com voucher with your free estimate. No purchase necessary. Call 703-291-3114. That's 703-291-3114. Or visit BeldonDC.com. That's BeldonDC.com.
Hey, it's Larry O'Connor, and I love this time of year. I really do. Nothing's better than lying in bed on a cool, crisp autumn night and drifting off to a quiet, restful night's sleep. But if you or a loved one have sleep apnea, the sounds of snoring may be echoing throughout the whole house. CPAP is typically used as the first line of treatment for sleep apnea, but studies show up to 50% of people who have a CPAP machine don't even use it. Now there's a silent, mask-free treatment option available right here in Washington. It's called Inspire. Inspire is an implantable device that works inside your body with your natural breathing process. It delivers mild stimulation to keep your airway open, giving you and your partner the restful sleep you need. Inspire is FDA approved and currently offered at more than 100 leading medical centers across the country. Visit InspireSleep.com to learn more, review important safety information, and find a doctor who can help determine if Inspire is right for you. The freedom to sleep like everyone else is just a click away at InspireSleep.com. That's InspireSleep.com.
Peter Max, meet world-renowned artist Peter Max, Saturday, October the 14th at two Wentworth Gallery locations. Peter Max will make a rare personal appearance on Saturday, October the 14th from 1 to 3 p.m. at Wentworth Gallery at Montgomery Mall in Bethesda, Maryland, and from 7 to 9 p.m. at the Wentworth Gallery at Tyson's Galleria in McLean, Virginia. Meet Peter Max. For more information, call Wentworth Gallery or visit wentworthgallery.com. Peter Max, this Saturday, October the 14th at two Wentworth Gallery locations, Montgomery Mall in Bethesda and Tyson's Galleria in McLean.
The harsh rain and wind ahead will be very tough on your roof. Prepare for the season by showing your roof you give a shingle. Call Long Roofing. That's Long, L-O-N-G. The name that's been trusted by families across the Mid-Atlantic region for over 70 years. I'm Vince Colonizer, and right now you can save $1,074 on roof replacement from my friends at Long Roofing. Call them today for a free estimate on your roof. 800-481-LONG. 800-481-L-O-N-G. Or head to longroofing.com.
735 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
On 270, heavy delays in the city, and I know you know this, coming southbound from right about near Route 80 or Urbana most of the way down through to the Beltway. However, be careful in Rockville as you head and pass Route 28. That's where I have a report of a crash. And southbound 270, getting initial reports for this incident near 28. Once on to the Beltway, still have that stop and go as you come off the spur just toward River Road. And then you're pretty good crossing the Legion Bridge. Virginia Beltway and Annandale slows, and then before the toll road to and across the Legion Bridge into Maryland, you have that delay. Now for 66 incidents out of the roadway at 234 in Manassas, one at 50 Fair Lakes, Fair Oaks, albeit quite slow. The broken down in Woodbridge, now gone. They had the left lane blocked just a few moments ago, but they pulled away here. So out of Dale City to 123, stop and go, but nothing blocked. And now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Rain chances with us this morning. Nice batch of rainfall to our south, heading on off to the east, but still a few showers around and maybe even a thunderstorm today. Cloudy otherwise, 75 degrees. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 73 in Springfield, 70 and only 74 in Washington. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington mornings on the Mall.
105.9 FM
and AM 630.
And good morning. It's Wednesday morning, and joining us at 8:05 is Lee Smith with the Weekly Standard. Lee has a really interesting piece on Harvey Weinstein in the dark world of Hollywood. And at 8:35 from Project Veritas, it's James O'Keefe and their latest expose. This one is on the New York Times. I'm Mary Walter, and I'm here with Vince Colonnese.
Well, good morning. Pleased to be joined now by Virginia Delegate Tim Hugo. He's the Majority Caucus Chairman for the Virginia House Republican Caucus. And Delegate Hugo, glad to have you. And I want to talk about these the decision here in Virginia now for this upcoming election to move to paper ballots. This is something you've been pushing for a while. So, one, I guess congratulations. And two, why did you push for this?
Hey, guys. Good morning. Thanks for having me in Morning on the Mall. You know, when you think about paper ballots, it's not literally like you're going to write it by hand, right? You know, Mary or Vince for Congress. What it is, really, about think about the SAT test where you fill in the dot. Why we did this is really, you just had a commercial on while I was waiting for security and data breaches. If you had a computer, one of these DREs, direct touch screens, that had broken before or was hacked, you had no backup. And you think about the elections we've had over the last decade or so. You've had hanging chads in Florida. You had McDonald win by, 300 votes here statewide. Cuccinelli won by 90 votes, 92 votes. One guy won by one vote. And what we're doing now, you take these things, you fill in the paper ballots, you fill in the dot, and you put it through the machine. If that computer ever breaks, you have a paper backup to make sure you're validated. And I think what we were thinking about, what the idea was, it's okay, I've won elections and I even lost one. It's okay to lose, but the public needs to know, having faith in the integrity of the system.
When last I voted in Virginia, this was for the general election last year, this is what I experienced. I had the paper ballot. It was like the Scantron. You fill out the bubble. You put it through the machine. So what was the standard in Virginia? It was what? There were some localities that weren't doing this?
Well, what many had gone to was the touch screens. Remember, think about your banking, and they go up there. One thing, they never replace those machines. And two, again, what if one of those had broken down? There was no backup. There was no way to verify what had happened. Have you ever had a computer burn out? Well, think about one of those machines burning out. All that data is lost. And I guess one of the best things, too, this new OptiScan where you fill in the bubble on the paper, it's faster and cheaper. You think about it, guys. What you can have 10 people filling out their ballot at a card table and then go run it through the Scantron. Before, you had to have 10 of those machines all around the school or the library, wherever you were voting. So this is faster, cheaper. And it keeps the integrity in the system, which is the most important.
Yeah, I believe the chain of command when it comes to these electronic voting machines is they literally take the card out of the back of the machine and it's placed in a sealed bag, and then those bags are transported to a central counting place where they're then put into another machine which counts these. Well, in that chain of command, you could see where there is a lot of room for someone to switch one of those cards out. Even if that happens now, you still have the paper ballots. So I like the idea. Also, I also think that for seniors, it's a lot easier for them to just fill out that little bubble there, and then someone can help them put it through the machine, as opposed to someone going into the booth with them and pushing the buttons and that kind of thing.
You know, people made fun of going back to paper for a while, and I understood that. But actually, like I said, it really is faster, cheaper, and it's safer. There's a backup if something ever goes wrong. Before, with those electronic machines, if anything went wrong, it's gone. And that data, your vote, could be lost forever.
I want to ask you about the fact that the state of Virginia, it wasn't until recently that the state and I think 19 other states were made aware by the federal government that there was any attempt to hack registration systems by nefarious actors. Were you concerned that it took so long for the federal government to notify the state of Virginia of something like that?
Well, here's the truth of the matter is, we did a Jean Marie Davis, Double H Davis, who was a senator, and I did a 2-year study in 2004, because this was all, remember, we were having all the things in Florida and people were concerned about this. And so we've been doing this for years. 2007, we put the law into effect that you couldn't buy any more of these DREs. You had to just phase them out. But this was the problem. Over the last decade, a lot of these localities were never phasing out these machines. They were still using the old machines that could be hacked and unsafe. And I think it's with the hacking. Like I said, you guys just had a commercial about a huge hack the other day. I think with the hacking that's now happening a lot of the times in these big databases, that's what really put people on notice, and that's what got the federal government to really get off the dime and push everybody about this. This is not something new. It's been out there for a decade. That's what we've been pushing for, like I said, 10 years.
Are there any other states that are also starting to go back to paper ballots, or are you the head of the curve?
I think we were the head of the curve because we started this in 2007 to phase it out. But I think all the states now recognize the problem. Even Florida, you know, which was the most famous of all, the 2000 with the hanging chads, they went to the touch screens. Now they've gone back, my understanding, to the optical scan, which is what we're doing.
All right, real quick, Republican politics. How do you think Ed Gillespie's faring? And do you think he has a real shot here of becoming the next governor of Virginia?
I think Ed's doing very well. I think he's going to win. I think what's interesting, you know, guys, is we're just seeing money from the liberal Democrats pour in from all over the country. We're seeing checks from San Francisco and New York and L.A., places, and these are for some of these delegate races that are just amazing. The liberals are fired up. I think our people are ready to roll. Ed's going to do very well. But I think all the conservatives need to get up and say, hey, we've got a race. This is something we've got to take seriously. Let me give you one quick example. We had a special election in January. Normally there would be 300 or 400 small donors for the Democrat. I think she ended up losing, but she got 12,655 small donations from around the country. So what the Democrats are doing is advertising on Daily Cause and their liberal blogs and trying to raise money. They're focusing on Virginia. So I just think all your conservative listeners, we need to get up, wake up, get ready for the fight. We're going to win, but we've got a fight on our hands.
Well, whatever the outcome, hopefully we can have some confidence that the election system is going to be nice and clean and all those votes are going to be counted appropriately. Thank you, Virginia Delegate Team Hugo, for joining us this morning.
Thank you so much.
7:44 now on WMAL.
He's a watchdog on Wall Street and a champion for investors. Listen to Ron Carson on Wealth from Wisdom this Saturday at noon, right here on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
Well, you already know that Thompson Creek Window Company has been manufacturing windows locally for over 37 years. And now, Thompson Creek Window Company has designed and built a revolutionary sound-reducing window, and it's enhanced with their expert installation methods. It's called Sound Shield, and it filters up to 35% more of the outside noise than Thompson Creek's standard sound-reducing double-pane windows. Now, this is the best window to filter outside noise, and it gives you the tranquility you want in your home. You want it quiet. Thompson Creek Window Company builds their incredible windows just for you and our climate in their own local factory. Plus, Thompson Creek Window Company's installation process is guaranteed to withstand the changing elements of the mid-Atlantic climate. Call 855-57-CREEK now to buy one window. Get one for 50% off, plus no money down and no interest until 2019. And the first 100 jobs get a free Sound Shield upgrade. So don't miss this chance. Call 855-57-CREEK now and visit thompsoncreek.com for details.
If you're familiar with cloud computing, you probably know that Amazon Web Services offers a complete set of secure compute, storage, application, and deployment services that help companies launch and scale their IT infrastructures while lowering costs. But did you know that you're still responsible for protecting your own AWS-based assets, meaning your applications and data, from advanced cyber threats? Protect your AWS with Barracuda Network's advanced firewall solutions. Visit AWS Marketplace or barracuda.com/AWS to learn more.
It's 7:45 now. WMAL traffic and weather. It's every 10 minutes. It's first on the fives, and Jamie Witten is in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Oh, Virginia 28. We're still struggling with this crash. At least one lane still blocked a few moments ago. Southbound 28 before you get down to the toll road. So be aware. That's why we're in the stop and go just jam to get you past 606 in the stretch. Once onto the toll road, we've been okay coming off of the greenway. A little bit of volume as you push through Reston, but kind of getting into the normal here for the rush hour. 66, we're bunched up in Manassas to Centerville and Fair Oaks to Nutley Street. Two incidents along the way. Those have been cleared. No problems reported right now beltway through Annandale. However, if you're leaving Springfield and heading out a loop toward Van Dorn, we had a broken down that was in the left lane. Out of Annapolis and Bowie, fantastic trip this morning here on 50. It's inside the beltway where you'll start to see that stop and go just as you pass 410 to head in through Chevrolet. Now from Garage Door Repair, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Do have a bit of rain in the forecast, a steady batch of rain to our south, south of the line from about Charlottesville to St. Charles to Salisbury this morning. But still a few showers sneak into town, maybe a thunderstorm today, cloudy otherwise. And we're down a little from yesterday's steamy 86, 75. Tonight, 65, occasional showers, maybe a thunderstorm, and slight chance of a shower tomorrow. Cloudy, breezy, 66, upper 60s, cloudy Friday. I'm Ray Stajic, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
And currently in our nation's capital, 74 degrees at 747. And this traffic and weather is brought to you by Potomac Petals and Plants.
This Saturday from 11 to 3, Potomac Petals and Plants celebrates its fall festival. Bring the entire family out for a day of face painting, pumpkin decorations, train rides, animals, and more. Potomac Petals and Plants on River Road in Potomac Village, Washington's premier flower, garden, and gift store.
What I did was stupid, no doubt it was dumb, but the smartest shit I did was take the bullets out of that gun.
Oh, there's Eminem singing a lovely little ditty for the children. It's pretty funny.
I'm sorry, Mama.
Eminem is back. If you didn't think everyone else already hates President Trump, Eminem is thrown in as well. He's done this before. He's released raps going after the President of the United States, but he had a pre-recorded video that aired last night at the BET Awards. Going after the President of the United States. It was a freestyle, so he's standing there. I think he's in a Detroit parking garage. There's like seven or eight dudes behind him just all kind of standing there, like not doing anything, and he's rapping on camera. And this is some of what he had to say about our president. Let's play this. Go ahead.
It's the calm before the storm right here. That's an awfully hot coffee pot. Should I drop it on Donald Trump? Probably not, but that's all I got till I come up with a solid... Got a plan and now I got a hatchet like a damn Apache with a tomahawk. I'ma walk inside a mosque on Ramadan and...
Oh, there's some... Sounds charming.
I mean, how culturally inappropriate is that? He talks about Indians carrying tomahawks. Wow, that's really a stereotype. And then he talks about Islam. And I think he's speaking about it violently, right? So I think that's really culturally insensitive.
Are you saying, Mary Walter, that he should be politically correct? Let's move on. Here's more of his freestyle.
But we better give Obama props, because what we got in office now's a kamikaze that'll probably cause a nuclear holocaust. And while the drama pops and he waits for to quiet down, he'll just gas his plane up and fly around till the bombing stops.
It's not just Trump, it's Trump fans as well he's going after.
And any fan of mine who's a supporter of his, I'm drawing in the sand a line. You're either for or against.
Oh, no.
And if you can't decide who you like more in your split on who you should stand beside, I'll do it for you with this. The rest of America, stand up. We love our military and we love our country. But we hate Trump.
We hate Trump. Oh, that's nice. What a wonderful, charming message of unity.
And you'll be pleased to know Colin Kaepernick tweeted him and gave him the black power fist.
Oh.
Yeah.
All right. Thanks, Em. 7:50 on WMAL.
Winter is almost here, and you know you need to get a new roof soon. You're dragging your feet, asking around, not sure where to find a roofer who will do a good job at a good price. So you're looking for somebody who knows a guy. I'm Patrick Fingles, owner of New Look Home Design. In the last 14 years, we've done over 30,000 jobs. The odds are pretty good that you know someone who's gotten a roof from us. So you know what that makes me? That's right. I'm your guy. New Look Home Design does a great job at great prices. And right now we have a great offer. 50% off all roofing materials through the end of October. Since I'm your guy, I'm going to shoot you straight. We do so many roofs, we strong arm awesome discounts from manufacturers. That's how I get you 50% off on all roofing materials. Give us a call at 800-279-5300. Again, that's 800-279-5300. Or visit newlookhomedesign.com. Tell him your guy Patrick sent you, and you'll save 50% off on all materials.
You may have heard about dental implants. They're the modern way to replace teeth without traditional dentures. If you need to replace a tooth, talk to your dentist about implants. But if you need many teeth replaced, or even all your teeth replaced, then you need what we call full mouth restoration. That's when you should call me.
Hi, I'm Dr. Brelia from the Cascade Center for Dental Health.
People come from all over the area to visit me and my expert team because we not only understand the pain and embarrassment of missing teeth, but because we have a reputation for excellence. We handle cases of all sizes, from single implants to full mouth restorations that are virtually indistinguishable from your natural teeth. No traveling to different doctors and offices. We make sure you never go even a day without a full set of teeth. Plus, with sedation dentistry, you can sleep comfortably through the whole visit. All our work comes with a solid guarantee. It's important to you. It's important to us.
If you need serious dental work, you'll need the serious, friendly team that can handle it. Call Cascades Dental of Sterling at 866-25-SLEEP or learn more at cascadesdental.com.
Say, are you a single person on the dating scene? Well, join the club, man. Plenty of people out there are single and loving it. But what if you don't wish to remain single? Don't worry. Love will surely find you. It might happen at, let's just say, a baseball game. There you are in the stands, having a beer and a frankfurter and rooting for your home team. Suddenly, a gorgeous person of the opposite sex approaches you and asks if you're in her seat. You compare tickets, and somehow you've both been issued the same one. Management feels terrible and immediately moves you together to a private box. There you fall madly in love, and your team wins the World Series, and you catch the winning home run on your wedding day. Or you could call the dating experts at It's Just Lunch. Your It's Just Lunch matchmaker will personally set you up on some real dates for some real fun, real fast. So stop dreaming and start dating. It's Just Lunch, the smarter way to date.
Call or text 202-466-6699 or visit itsjustlunchdc.com.
7:53, let's see how your money is doing. Here's Landon Dowdy at the CNBC News Desk. Good morning, Landon.
Hi, Damari. Good morning. Well, futures are lower, pointing to a lower open on Wall Street today as the major indexes are coming off of record highs. President Trump heads to Las Vegas today after looking at hurricane damage in Puerto Rico yesterday. He said it's time to wipe out the island's Wall Street debt. PepsiCo reported higher quarterly profit on Frito-Lay snacks, but had lower North American beverage sales. Amazon has been fined nearly $300 million for cutting a side tax deal with Luxembourg that the EU said was unfair. And homeowners may be forced to choose between two popular tax deductions in a compromise tax reform plan lawmakers are talking about. Either take a local property tax deduction on your federal return or a mortgage interest deduction. And Yahoo says all 3 billion of its accounts worldwide were hacked in a data breach 4 years ago. Change your password if you ever had an account with them. I'm Landon Dowdy, CNBC Business News on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
Here's today's driving tip, fueled by Jiffy Lube. Eliminate distractions while you're driving. If you take your eyes off the road for just 2 seconds, it doubles your chances of crashing. Children and bicyclists can be quick crossing the road unexpectedly or emerging suddenly between two parked cars. Reduce your risk by not using your cell phone or eating while driving. Always keep your eyes on the road and 2 hands on the steering wheel. For a list of Jiffy Lube locations, visit JiffyLubeDC.com.
I'm a lover, a car lover that is, and I've always taken mine to Jiffy Lube for their signature service oil change. They pioneered the quick lube industry and reminder stickers, too. Now I even take my car to Jiffy Lube to replace my lights, wipers, and rotate my tires. Some stores even do brakes and spark plugs, and they follow manufacturer recommendations and maintain my vehicle's warranty. Plus, I can still just pull in without an appointment, and they're locally owned. My Jiffy Lube just gets better with age. Me too, just saying.
7:55 on WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the 5s, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Traffic update now sponsored by TICT 270 southbound through Urbana and Hyattstown, still with the volume, and then delays most of the way south of Clarksburg to the 270 spur. We had the crash. It was in the local lanes as you approach 28. Find everything on the shoulder there, but that was part of a distraction as well. On the spur toward River Road, below speed. Virginia, Loudoun County crews are still working. A serious incident involved a tractor trailer with a fuel spill closes Business 7 between 704 Hamilton Station Road and Route 9. So this puts extra pressure on 7, avoiding Business 7, which is also known as East Colonel Highway. It's East Colonial Highway, but 7, boy, that's big delays here heading toward Route 9 and into Leesburg. So, 28 out of Sterling, southbound before the toll road. Watch for crash cleanup with big delays there. Ticked, that's what the sponsor is. We want a simple, cost-effective way to handle your traffic ticket with no points to your license or your money back. Choose Ticked. Visit TIKD.com today. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
The summertime warmth gets pecked away at a little bit as we head through this hump day. Clouds in, some showers around, maybe even a few thunderstorms. Steadier batch of rain to our south. Today's high 75 after a high of 86 yesterday. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in our nation's capital, 73 degrees at 7:56 on WMAL.
MS-13's motto is kill, rape, control. This violent gang with illegal immigrants has been tied to a string of brutal murders in Virginia. MS-13 pushes drugs and turns young girls into sex slaves. MS-13 is a menace. Yet Ralph Northam cast the deciding vote in favor of sanctuary cities that let dangerous illegal immigrants back on the street, increasing the threat of gangs like MS-13. Ralph Northam's policies are dangerous. There's a better choice. Ed Gillespie is endorsed by the Virginia Police Benevolent Association and 55 sheriffs.
As governor, I'll make Virginia safer and stronger. We have to ban sanctuary cities and deport dangerous illegal immigrants who commit crimes, starting with ruthless MS-13 gang members. I'll stand with law enforcement to keep your family safe.
Ed Gillespie, for a safer, stronger Virginia.
I'm Ed Gillespie, candidate for governor, and I paid for and authorized this ad.
Gabapentin, Neurontin, and surgery are no longer your only option for neuropathy treatment. If you suffer from stabbing or burning pains, tingling and numbness, cramps in your feet and legs, or feeling like a sock is balled up under your foot, you need to know about the non-drug and non-surgical treatment for peripheral neuropathy at Virginia Family Chiropractic. We use a comprehensive approach combining high-dose laser, nerve regeneration methods, and balance therapies that are customized for each patient. Our treatments can rehabilitate damaged nerves. So stop masking your pain with drugs that only offer temporary relief and come with a laundry list of side effects. Our treatments are non-surgical, drug, and pain-free. Best of all, they're effective. If you experience numbness, shooting or burning pains, or loss of balance, call us for a free neuropathy consultation. It could change your life. Virginia Family Chiropractic. 571-350-3520. Or click virginiafamilychiropractic.com.
This is what American energy sounds like. Like a country hard at work. Like a nation with the resourcefulness, ingenuity, and grit to get the job done against all odds and beyond measure. As America's third largest capital investor in 2016, and with more than $40 billion in new infrastructure investments planned through 2020, we're creating thousands of high-paying American jobs. NextEra Energy is helping ensure that the next energy to power our dreams will be American energy. This is our era. This is America's energy era. Go to NextEraEnergy.com to see how we're investing in America's energy era.
Hey, Vince, could you please tell everyone what is coming up next on WMAL?
We're going to be joined by the excellent Lee Smith from the Weekly Standard, breaking down the confluence of journalism, Hollywood, and Harvey Weinstein. It's a mess. He'll untangle it.
Speaking of a mess, the New York Times, James O'Keefe from Project Veritas will be joining us. And their latest expose is on the New York Times and what is going on there. And it is riveting. You don't want to miss it.